I thought of all these things that both grandmothers told me over the years, stories they shared, recipes
Yeah.
they, and I thought, if I had had something like this back then, can you imagine what I could have captured?
Welcome to Cultivating the Lovely. I'm your host, Mackenzie Coppa. You can find out more about the podcast at cultivatingthelovely.com, in our Yellow Brick Road membership community at patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely, and in our Facebook group. I would also love to connect with you on Instagram, where you can find me at Mackenzie Coppa. That's MackenzieKoppa. Ladies, this week on the show, we have a little bit of a change of pace, but something that I think is really important because I think, especially as moms, we tend to be the memory keepers in our family's lives. And I think we also have kind of a responsibility to capture the memories of some of the older generations that maybe aren't doing so as well as we would like them to. I know that I would like their stories preserved. And my guests today have a really wonderful way of doing it. It's Missy Broadway and Cynthia Duke Bennett, and they have a brand new app called My Life in 10 Minutes. It's really innovative. I think it's really smart the way that they've done it. I've checked it out, and it was really fun to have them on the show to be able to chat about it with them. So that's what we have coming up in today's episode. But first, of course, I would like to get you into Patreon, ladies, because we are having so much fun with the challenges going on right now. As you know, or you may have heard, I moved last week, which is crazy. I can't believe it finally happened after all this time. And a lot of these challenges I'm using for myself to get us in this new rhythm of living on our own and planning our meals a little bit differently and establishing our house and getting it organized and all those things. So all throughout second quarter, our workbook in Patreon focuses on weekly challenges to help us all get a little bit better handle on our lives. Because I know that typically by this time in the school year, the wheels have kind of come off a little bit, a lot of the time. So these workbook challenges are meant to help us get back on track and do it together in community. There's an accountability there. And plus, it's just more fun when you do it with friends, old or new. We would love to have you come join us. So you can go to patreon.com/cultivatingthelovely to find out more about how to get involved. But for right now, let's get on with this episode with Missy and Cynthia. Welcome, Missy and Cynthia.
Hello.
Hello.
I am so excited to have you guys here today because you offer me a change of pace from a lot of the authors that I have on the show. We're going in a totally different direction today and talking about something that I think is a fabulous idea. So I can't wait to dive into that. But before we do, would you introduce yourselves to everyone?
Sure. I am Cynthia Bennett. I am the wife to Patrick Bennett, and I have two grown sons, Brooks and Nathan, who are 21 and 18. I've been a homeschool mom for the past a lot of years.
Yeah.
Our youngest son just graduated from high school last year, and I never dreamed of being an entrepreneur or starting a business, especially starting an app.
Yeah.
But life has just taken me, God has his own plans, and I've been on an exciting new journey of starting a business and creating an app with one of my best friends, Missy, and I'll let her. So, yeah, I'm Missy Broadway, and I think one of the reasons I make a good counterpart to Cynthia is I am a single working gal who has pretty much focused on her career for the past, we won't say how many years. But I have been in the healthcare field since I graduated college, working as an account management in sales. So I bring a different aspect to the party than Cynthia does. But I think it makes a really good partnership.
Yeah, I bet it would.
We kind of say we cover the whole spectrum of women almost.
Yeah.
We have professional woman and the stay-at-home homeschool mom coming together. Start a new business. It's pretty fun.
Yeah. Both ends of the spectrum joined together in you guys and this app. So that is so fun. Very interesting. So the app that they were alluding to is it a fairly new app? I'm assuming. I would
very
think.
New.
Okay. I was just looking at it last night, but it's called My Life in 10 Minutes. Will you guys just give a snapshot of what the app is?
Yes, it is. If you can think of having your own personal video time capsule on your phone, that's how we like to describe it, or almost like a video album where you save and preserve the highlights and the most important memories and stories in your life or in the life of your loved ones. I almost lost my life in an accident about 7 years ago.
Wow.
And I incurred some really painful, serious injuries. And that long, hard road to recovery gave me a lot of time to think about how I nearly lost my life and my life stories one accident. And so it made me think, why can't we use these phones that we all carry around in our pockets to just easily preserve some video of what's most important to us, to save for ourselves or to share with loved ones, or even the things that we want to pass on to our children or maybe our grandchildren someday.
And see, when I first heard about your guys' app, I thought it was going to be something more like the 1 second a day video apps or something like that. So I want to kind of clear that up for people who are hearing this. This isn't really an app where you're just combining videos of like taking video of, you know, a birthday party or your kids jumping in the pool or that kind of thing. It's actually sitting down and kind of doing an interview with yourself about your memories, like telling your memories on camera, right?
Exactly. It's really more story focused. What we hope people will do is capture stories, video stories of them talking about their life. Now, one of the beautiful things is we do have an upload feature on the app. So you can combine vacation highlights or birthday party highlights into one 10-minute submission. You can, but we're really trying to focus in on stories and memories.
I love that. So, you know,
and not just yourself.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. This is the app you want to sit down with your grandparents with. And have them be telling all the stories from when they were young. And that's kind of more the perspective that you had going into it, wasn't it, Missy?
That is exactly right, yes. As soon as Cynthia shared her dream, and it was a little dream, literal dream, I think that's a funny story too. But as soon as she shared that with me, I was like, oh, I have two grandmothers who passed away. Well, at the time, one had not passed away yet of Alzheimer's. And I thought of all these things that both grandmothers told me over the years, stories they shared, recipes they, and I thought, if I had had something like this back then, can you imagine what I could have captured about my grandmother? And it wouldn't just be for me. Wouldn't my dad love to see that? Wouldn't my mom want to see that? Since love to see that. And it really touched me at that point.
So, okay, what is this dream? How did the app idea come to you?
Well, as I said, I was on a family vacation about 6.5 years ago in Arkansas, and I jumped off a cliff into the water at a lake, and it was so exhilarating and so fun. I had to go to the highest point and jump a second time.
Oh my!
And
word.
When I hit the water the second time, I shattered my L1 vertebrae in my back. And so, there began the long journey of ambulance rides. I actually had an ambulance ride from Little Rock, Arkansas, all the way here to Nashville, Tennessee, to Vanderbilt Hospital.
Wow.
I had an amazing surgeon that rebuilt a portion of my spine, and I am not paralyzed, even though he told me I literally came within a hair of being paralyzed. He told me that multiple times. And so, again, I had a new appreciation just for life. Such an appreciation for life. Well, fast forward about 4 years and I'm sleeping one night. I wake up in the middle of the night and the title, My Life in 10 Minutes, is burning in my brain. And what it could look like to have these question prompts that would have people speak to their life and their life stories and capture it in a safe place on their phone or their tablet. Save it in the cloud. I mean, it was like all the little pieces and parts were just burning in my brain and I couldn't go back to sleep. And the fun thing was I think it was the next day or the day after, I was getting together with Missy and two other childhood friends. The four of us get together on a regular basis. We were getting together and I couldn't wait to tell them about this Well, I don't call it, I kind of call it a dream, but it just felt like it just woke me up. I guess I was dreaming about it, but I woke up and I couldn't go back to sleep. So, my friend Missy and our other two friends were some of the very first people that heard about this crazy dream. But I've had a lot of other crazy ideas.
So this wasn't unexpected.
Not exactly. Not exactly. So that's the story in a gist.
So where did it go from there? You met them, you told them about it, and then how did you get here?
So it was a Christmas luncheon that I told them about it, and I told my husband about it, and this was December, and someone said, "Well, there's a Nashville Entrepreneur Center in downtown Nashville that you can go if you have a business idea. It's a 14-week course called Preflight, and you can take your business idea and work with others and work with professionals to unpack that business idea." And that was such a gift to me. And so my husband actually gave it to me as a Christmas gift,
Oh,
that
wow.
14-week course. And so I went back to school for the first time since college. And it was a great experience because I learned so much about starting a business and what it takes and what I needed to do. And so that was from January to May. I took that class by myself and did a lot of work, foundational work on the business. And then I think it was in June that I asked Missy to go out for a night of fun and asked her to be my business partner that night.
Oh,
And I
wow.
said yes that night.
Oh, that's awesome. I love that. You just knew. You just jumped right in.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
And she has been an absolute godsend for sure.
Yeah, I bet with your varied experiences and everything that you guys could play really well off of each other, especially knowing each other so well. That probably helps too.
Yeah, I think that's the key, how long we have known each other.
Yeah.
Really, we have known each other since we were sitting on our mother's lap in a
Wow.
baby class at church. So,
Oh, wow.
very same baby class at church we were in. If you can, not many people know each other from like 6 months on.
Yeah, that
And me
is
as
amazing.
babies, we met as babies.
Oh, I love that. That is so fun. And now look at you two.
I know. And we never lost contact. That's the great
Wow,
thing.
that's amazing. That really
Yeah,
is
it's not
amazing.
like we reconnected later. We've been
Yeah.
friends the whole time.
That's
Yeah, we
awesome.
have pictures from fifth grade awkwardness to braces to lots of makeup and big hair in the 80s.
Okay,
You name it.
but now here's the question. Have you documented these stories in your app?
We actually have done a little bit, and this same group that she is speaking about that we had the Christmas lunch, we got together again this past Christmas and we did a My Life in 10 Minutes video
Oh,
with the same,
fun.
which was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet. I'm glad you're using it, even for these out-of-the-box things. That's so fun. Ladies, it's hard to believe that summer is right around the corner, but don't let your summer fun get ruined because you or one of your kiddos have been diagnosed with an earache by a physician. For natural relief due to earache pain, fever, irritability, and occasional sleeplessness, I know that always accompanies those earaches, and if it's sleeplessness for my kids, that's definitely sleeplessness for me, then you have got to try out Hyland's homeopathic earache drops and tablets. Hyland's has been trusted for generations to provide safe homeopathic medicines for all members of the family. There's no alcohol and no sting. So you can get back to doing what you love. I had numerous opportunities to try these earache drops out for myself this past winter, and let me tell you, they really helped. So go to Hylands.com, that's Hylands, to find a retailer near you. That's Hylands.com/ear-pain. Claims are based on traditional homeopathic practice, not accepted medical evidence, not FDA evaluated. Read and follow label directions. Okay, so you brought on Missy, you had this business plan idea, but then how in the world do you go about getting an app created?
Woo. You start asking everybody you know anything they know,
Right.
basically. So you use all the contacts you have. And that was getting it built was really a struggle of ours because we didn't really know people in the technology industry that built apps. So we did a
Yeah.
little searching, and that just did not get us the results we wanted. So mm-hmm. it was from meeting somebody locally in Nashville that they hooked us up with a developer group, and we talked with them and we really liked them and we really hit it off. It was just the pricing was a little bit more than we wanted. So we just kept looking, and we, I mean, a godsend meeting from one person said, have you talked to Bill Talon at Mercury Intermedia yet? And as it turns out, Cynthia actually went to church with him, and it just worked out. They are a very, very reputable company in Nashville that has nationwide apps, and they worked with us. And when I say worked with us, they worked with us. I mean, I can't call it anything other than a godsend.
So how long did it take to develop the app?
Well, he started building it. Their head of tech, his name is Joe. Joe and Alan are the tech developers, and it's been fun because they're young guys working with us gals that are a little more middle-aged. And here we are, this collaborative team. And so it's been really funny and fun, the whole experience. But they started building it in probably June of last year.
Okay.
And so,
but now it's not like he spent 40 hours a week working on this for us.
Sure.
He has other projects along the way. So it's not that building an app like this takes that many months, but
yeah,
it's just been slow progress.
He's doing it as a freelance job for us.
Okay.
Which has just been wonderful because that made it more affordable for us.
Sure.
But it did mean that he has to work on it on his own time. And so we've had to be patient, and we've learned so much about the app building process that we had no idea about. And we're still learning, to be honest.
Yeah.
We're still learning. But
oh, I bet. So as you guys went through the process, you would meet with him, give him your ideas, and then would he give you like a version of it, and you'd kind of say, well, we want to tweak that or tweak that, or what was that like to kind of be, he's the one doing all the stuff, but you've got to make sure your vision is getting carried out.
Well, the wonderful thing is we met this woman prior to meeting Joe, who has built the app. We met a woman who works for another tech company that we couldn't afford, but she created an artistic prototype of our vision. So she created the visuals that it was basically like pictures on your phone. It wouldn't function. It wouldn't capture video, but she captured our creative ideas in a way that we could take that as like a blueprint to him. So it was really beautiful how God orchestrated the whole process along the way. We couldn't afford one tech company, but we could afford to get an artistic prototype from them.
Yeah.
And she really, you know, captured a lot of the fun of the vision. And that helped him as a freelance tech builder to say, we had the artistic prototype that we were able to afford to purchase. And then the tech developer, he was able to just take that artistic prototype and create a functioning app out of that design we had already purchased.
Yeah, so that's nice. Because does he typically do design stuff, or is he more techie?
Definitely.
Yeah, that's one of the things we learned from her. She said the guys who actually build the apps are not always the one with the most artistic flair.
Yes.
That a lot of times you want to pay a designer to make it look good and function pleasantly, and then let them just build it.
Yes.
And so he's definitely more techie, and he would own that. And Alan, that's worked with him, he's had to do some artistic elements, but Jennifer had the whole blueprint. And so, yeah, it's been a collaborative effort. But the answer to that question is no, Joe is not artistic. He is very, very techie.
Yeah. I can imagine how that would be the case. I think that a lot of those guys, they're so great at programming the stuff, but yeah, trying to have the vision for it is a different, just a different part of your brain that needs to work for that. Yeah. It's that right versus left brain thing. You need everybody involved to make it look good.
Exactly. We had one funny moment at a meeting because I say these guys are younger. And so we were saying to Joe, because it's just a different mindset. People that are younger and they're so familiar with technology versus people that are our age. We're close to 50.
Uh-huh.
And so having a conversation at one meeting, we were like, just pretend you're making this app for your mom. And then And then we started like doing the math, and we realized we were the same age as mom.
That's funny.
It was a stretch to say that, but we're like, oh, we're actually your mom's age.
Yeah.
So.
That's hilarious. But you know, I don't think it's just for, I mean, obviously, I'm sure you're not your only target audience, but I mean, just as a younger mom, and I'm not even like as young as I was, I mean, but I know there's even moms who just have little kids. You know, this could even be that thing where you can keep track of, you know, what their first words were. Like, talk about that. Talk about those experiences of the goofy things that they say. I know I talk to moms so many times who are like, oh, I know I've forgotten so many of the funny little quirks that my kid had when they were little. Well, this is a really easy way to be able to keep those stories alive so that you could show them when they're older. You know, I think that's a whole nother aspect that people need to be thinking about, not just the stories of the older people, but those little things too.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right. As a matter of fact, Missy and I were just dreaming again before we got on the call with you about a variety of ways moms could use this, and it would just be so beautiful capturing that little voice and saving it where you know
Yes.
exactly where it is before that voice changes, because it
Yes.
so fast. I have a submission of my great niece that lives out in Idaho. I'll treasure it forever. She was two, you know, just a
Oh.
little snippet of her voice.
Yeah.
Missy and I were talking about if your child brings home all this fun artwork and
Yes.
all these different things that, you know, believe it or not, when you have a 21 and an 18-year-old, that stuff just piles up and piles up and piles up. And Missy had a great idea for something you could do with all of that.
Yeah, I think that at the end of the year, if you just take all of that artwork, assuming you have collected a little bit and did not accidentally toss it, but let's say you do have
Accidentally. I got
that.
four kids. There's no accident about
So let's take your
it.
stack, and maybe
Yeah.
that you feel everything is still fresh in their mind, and you actually record your child talking about this piece of artwork and where he
Yeah.
came from, what it represented, and then move on to the next one. And if you have a recorded video of him talking about the artwork and you focus in on the artwork, do you have to save it until they're 21?
Exactly.
Don't do it.
Exactly.
Save it till they're 21.
That you are like speaking to the millennial heart, you know? We don't want to be hanging on to all this junk forever. We got to just clear it out.
Yes.
That's
Yes.
fabulous. No, I think that's a great idea. And even on a more serious note, I know there's a very prominent homeschool mom in the homeschooling community online who is battling cancer, probably at the end days. She may have even passed. They've been very quiet on social media recently. And she has been keeping memories for her kids, and she created these boxes and, you know, the cards for their birthdays and all of those things that she wanted to pass on to them, you know. And she encouraged women who weren't struggling with some sort of sickness to do that for their kids too. Because,
Absolutely.
I mean, one, you just never know. You never know. Like, she's,
Yeah.
you know, as horrible it is as it is for her to go through this, it's different than if she just died in a car accident. You know, she had the chance to be able to leave those things for them, but none of us really know. And it's important to, you know, when you sit down, and as morbid as it is, you know, think about, well, what would I want to tell my kids if I was gone tomorrow? What would I want them to be able to look back on? You know, those are, I think it's a worthwhile for us as moms to do that.
Absolutely. One of the themes that we have 16 different themes, but one of the themes we have that has pre-populated questions is your birth story. So my sons, their birthdays are in April and then in May, and I am going to video record their birth story. And here they are, these two big tall guys, and I don't know if they're going to love getting their birth story video
Hey,
from their mom or
at
not this
least it's not the birth video.
It's, yeah, that's right. It's not the birth video. This is the stories
Yes.
surrounding, you know, when we found out that they were a boy, and when we found out that they were pregnant, when we found out that they were a boy, all of those fun little memories and moments surrounding when they came into the world, and the love that we felt for them and still feel for them. And so I'm capturing their birth story this year for their birthday, and I'm going to send it to them. And if they don't appreciate it this year, they'll appreciate it someday. And it'll be for me to record it.
Yeah, so. You just got to give them time. That's what I tell my kids when I embarrass them and things like that. Like, you don't like it now, but just you wait. This will be some of your favorite memories of me. I should do an entire My Life in 10 Minutes all about the ways I embarrass my kids.
Do it.
They'll appreciate it when they're older.
And remember, if you've got any embarrassing videos, you can download them to that.
There you go. Further proof. Yes, I love that. You guys, I am so excited about this new sponsor for the podcast. I think I literally squealed out loud when I found out they were sponsoring the show. And everyone I know also squealed because we've all been admiring Away's luggage from afar for many, many moons. And I finally have an Away suitcase. You guys, Away uses high quality materials while offering a much lower price compared to other brands by cutting out the middleman and selling directly to you. You can choose from a variety of colors and four sizes: the carry-on, the bigger carry-on, that's what I got, the medium or the large for extended stays. All the suitcases are made with premium German polycarbonate, unrivaled in strength and impact resistant, plus very lightweight. The interior features a patent-pending compression system, which is helpful for overpackers such as myself, and four 360-degree spinner wheels that are guaranteed for a smooth ride. They have a TSA-approved combination lock built into the top of the bag to prevent theft, and a removable washable laundry bag that keeps dirty clothes separate from clean or wet stuff separate from dry stuff. Plus, I think this is one of their best features. Both sizes of the carry-on are able to charge all cell phones, tablets, e-readers, and anything else that's powered by a USB cord. A single charge on the Away carry-on will charge your iPhone 5 times. Gone are the days of looking for an outlet in an airport. They have a lifetime warranty. If anything breaks, they will fix it or replace it for you for life. Plus, they have a 100-day trial. Live with it, vibe with it, travel with it, Instagram it. If at any point you decide it's not for you, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. There's free shipping on any order within the lower 48 states, and the carry-on sizes are compliant with all major U.S. airlines while maximizing the amount you can pack. Plus, if you happen to be in New York City, I wish I was, they would love for you to stop by their retail store. I'm so excited to have my new Away suitcase because I am hoping to once again get to visit my best friend, Rebecca, in Arkansas this summer, and you better believe I am going to be using that puppy to get down there to her with all of my gear that I need for recording and everything. I think it's going to work perfectly, and I won't have to be charged for checking a bag. Plus, I had some serious mishaps trying to get my cell phone charged during last year's trip. I'm not going to have that problem this year. And you don't have to have that problem either, because you can get $20 off a suitcase. Visit awaytravel.com/lovely and use the promo code LOVELY during checkout. Again, you guys, that's $20 off an Away suitcase just by visiting awaytravel.com/lovely and using the promo code LOVELY during checkout. Well, and so the whole concept is you do these, but like you were saying, you have the prompts. So I didn't go that far because by the time I was looking at the app last night, I didn't have any makeup on and I was like in bed. Like, I'm not recording anything right now. I'm not going to dive too far and see how this actually works. But so how do those work? You have all the different questions. Do they come up on the screen while you're talking, or how does that work?
Yes, that's exactly what happens. So the first thing you do is you pick a theme. And within that theme, we have pre-populated a lot of questions, because one of the things that we think is a barrier to people already doing this on their own is coming up with the questions that they would answer, or the questions that they would want to ask their family or friends. And we don't want that to be a barrier. So we have come up with about right now, 16 different themes, and each theme has about 10 questions per. So once you bring that up, we have kind of your own personal assistant that we've named her Miley for My Life in 10 Minutes.
Oh,
and she does prompt you through the whole process. So you would pick your theme and the questions pop up at that point. And we have the function that you can edit those questions. You can skip some of those questions because we don't want to force you to answer questions that you don't want. We want to make it easy, but we also want to make it pliable, basically. And then after you've said, okay, I'm ready to start recording the questions. If you've ever recorded a video on your phone, it's that easy. I mean, you can do this. We've tried to make it as user-friendly as possible.
Awesome.
You answer the questions pop on the screen. You record your video. which is actually the answer to that particular question. If you like it, that's great. If you want to re-record it, we give you that functionality as well. And your assistant just kind of keeps you going from question to question, recording the answer, reviewing the video until you've answered what you wanted to answer. If you need to come back later, you have the ability to come back later. It just saves the recordings that you've already made. And once you are satisfied that you have all of the questions answered that you want to answer, that you approved the video recordings for each one of those answers, we now compile that for you. We store it for you. We organize it for you. The ability to share it if you like. But the great thing about it is that organization. You don't have to think now, where did I put that video? Yeah. Is that video on my laptop? Is it on the last laptop? Is it on the laptop before that? Is it on my new phone? Is it on the old phone? And I think we all have things all on these different devices that we aren't sure where they are, but we don't throw them away because we just don't know.
Yeah, that's so true.
We store it and organize it for you.
That's awesome. I think that's a great idea. And then you can also add your own prompts and questions.
Absolutely. You can create your own themes. You can add questions to an already existing theme. You can delete questions that are there. One of the things we're thinking about doing is creating a video for a party that we're having, and it's literally going to be a theme that has the same question written 10 times so that we can ask 10 times the same question. So you really can manipulate this to how you want to use it.
Yeah. Yes. It sounds very versatile to be able to use for a lot of different things. What a great idea.
It really is.
Do you guys have plans for the future of the app, or you're going to keep coming up with new ideas for it, or where are you going from here?
We're excited to get a good user base so that we can get great feedback from them. Things they like, things that they would, we really want input from users.
Yeah.
What do you like? What questions would you like to see? What themes would you like to see? We're just, because we're so new, we've harassed family and friends for the past year. And now we're right at this time of launch, and it's so exciting, but we really are anxious to get users and then get great user feedback and just continue to grow based on what our users are looking for and want.
Yeah, I bet. I mean, even just sitting here right now, I mean, I've got like, oh, you should do one where it's just like, all like, what do you remember about the 80s? What do you remember about the 90s? Like getting people's different perspective on it. There's just, it's unlimited. There are so many different things that you could do with it. I think it'll be really fun to see how it grows and what other people, you know, have to say about what they want to do with it. Very fun.
Absolutely. Something fun my sisters and I did. I have two older sisters. And so over Christmas, the three of us did the nostalgia theme. So kind of speaking to what you just talked about with the 80s, we did the nostalgia theme and we answered these questions, but it was from three different perspectives of us growing up in the same home with the same parents. It's so funny. We did so much laughing. And, you know, when you just, there's a sweet camaraderie among your siblings, you know.
Yeah.
And it was truly just so much fun. And I thought, oh, I wish other siblings would just get together when, you know, sometimes it's the rare moments that you're together as adults.
Yeah.
And make a submission or two like that, because it's just a lot of fun.
That is so fun. I just really love that idea. And then you can share it with other people pretty easily, too.
Very easy. Yes, very
That's
easy.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
Very fun. Well, you two are just like the most creative thing ever. So that's so fun. You guys just sound like you're having a ball. What was that?
We hope everybody agrees with you.
Yes. I think they will after this interview.
Well, we've been having a whole lot of fun with it. It's very exciting. And, you know, here we are at the start after laying a foundation for 2 years. And we just appreciate anybody that's interested in talking with us. We're so grateful to you for talking with us.
Well, it's not the first time I've talked about on the podcast how I think, especially as moms and even just as women, we tend to be the memory keepers. And it's our job to make sure that those things are, you know, recorded and passed down. And so I think that what you guys are doing is fantastic. And I think that there's going to be a lot of moms who want to get their hands on this app.
We hope so. We really hope so. We just, want to emphasize over and over that we don't know what the future holds. So capturing some of the special things from the moments while you can, while it's easy, while it's fun and simple. I will note one other thing for moms, especially, we have a theme that's questions to ask every year on a birthday.
So
you imagine asking your kid on video the same questions year after year after year and just watching their answers change or evolve. And again, it's called My Life in 10 Minutes, but oftentimes the videos are not 10 minutes long. They might be 2 minutes or five minutes. It doesn't have to be 10 minutes. It just can't go over 10 minutes. But I had a friend the other day, and her little girl was like six, and she recorded the one where you ask questions on the birthday, and she was real silly, but it was so funny to hear some of her answers. And it'll be neat if she does it again next year, just to share. So it's fun way to use it.
That's like, you know, you're just making the video for your kid's graduation party.
Absolutely.
You know, that's great. I love that. That is really fun. And even, I just think of so many things for it. I think it's a great idea. I think that we really need to take advantage of, you know, taking the time to do it because it is worthwhile and you don't want to wait too long until it's too late. So idea. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's transition a little bit here. I would love to hear what a typical day looks like for both of you, especially because they're probably both vastly different.
They are quite a bit different.
Yeah.
Do you want me to start?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. So my day starts with being a remote worker, which I have to say, working remotely is a huge benefit, and I am very blessed to do that.
Yeah.
So I do have to get up and deal with traffic that most people have to deal with. So I basically walk to my office and get to work. And right now with my present role in the present company, it is meeting after meeting after meeting, basically from 8 to 5. And sometimes I get to take a lunch break. Sometimes I don't. Poor Cynthia, she'll be sending me a text. And I know she's thinking, why isn't Missy answering me? And it's because it's meeting after meeting. And I promise, Cynthia, I get to you as soon as I can.
Yeah.
But as soon as I can, I do actually start corresponding back again with Cynthia to talk about the business. But I have to contribute more after hours and on weekends than I would prefer. But that's just the way things are right now.
Yeah.
She does a great job squeezing this in. I mean, as she feels it's best.
Yeah.
And I know she's got a lot on her plate with a very demanding job. And I just appreciate how she does carve out these little moments where she knows she's giving her full-time job the best of her ability, but she's also carving out moments to work on this as much as possible. I've really appreciated that.
Yeah, I bet. That's awesome. So what about you, Cynthia? What does a day look like for you?
Okay, so a day for me, if it can start the way I want it to start, it's with a cup of coffee, my Bible, and my best friend that's my cat, Buddy, in my lap. That's my favorite way to start the day. It doesn't always start that way, but that's my favorite way to start the day. And then I do have a lot of flexibility in my schedule, but recently it's working on all aspects of my life in 10 minutes. But also, as I said, my youngest son graduated from high school in May. He's taking a gap year and working full time. This year at the Escape Game Nashville, one of those places he's working full time there, and he'll start to Liberty University in August. And so I honestly am trying to prioritize time with him as much as possible. He doesn't want to hang out with his mom. He did when he was little, but just trying to go to lunch with him if I can, or take the puppy. We've got a new puppy, to the dog park. So spending some time with him and then just tending to home and family as best I can in the midst of learning how to start a new business and promote a brand new app.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a good time for it. Lots of transition. it's good time for you to be doing it. Yeah. Okay.
And
go ahead.
My other son is Belmont. I'm sorry, is here at Belmont University, and he lives on campus. But it's nice being to see him on occasion too. He's very busy. He's a but he pops in and out too, and so of course I always enjoy spending time with him when I can as well.
I bet that's nice. Nice that he's close.
It is. It is.
Okay, so how are you both currently cultivating loveliness in your life?
My parents are retired, and one of the things that they have very graciously done for another family member of mine is, I don't want to say help raise their 2- and 4-year-old. The hours that they work, it's very odd hours, and it's not something that other members of our family can do. So they have a lot of time, a lot of quality time with the 2- and 4-year-old. About retired parents' ages, that they're not young anymore.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I really enjoy now is after work, I go over there and basically give them a break, and I take on the responsibility, and I enjoy it. I get to take them for walks. I get to hang out with them. They get so excited to see you. They run and they hug you, and it's just a joy to go over there and be with them, because I think I've already mentioned single career gal here does not have her own children. So getting to spend time with them, getting to be outside and see what they enjoy doing, it's just something that I'm giving myself and giving something to my parents.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice. A little bit of a change of pace, and very cool. I love that. Very nice.
And for me, cultivating loveliness. I think something that my husband and I, as we're entering the empty nester phase, we're starting to do more hiking together.
Nice.
And I really feel connected to God when I am in his creation in nature oftentimes. And so we've just been really intentional about taking more hikes and enjoying being out in nature and talking. And it's been really sweet because, as you know, when you come through the family years where you have kids underfoot or teenagers or whatever, it can be hard to connect as a married couple. And it's so important to do, but it can just be really hard. So just reconnecting with him is really sweet. And then just cultivating the loveliness, I feel like this app, and I don't mean to just put another plug in the app, but when Missy and I, we went and recorded some stories at a senior living center the other day, and just the joy in some of these, the faces of some of the people that we captured their stories from, that brings me such joy just to see how they want to share these stories and they like someone was interested, and I hope that their family members will get to see it. So it just brings me a lot of joy and hope working on this business actually. So
yeah, I bet that what a fun experience to get to go do that.
It was, it really was.
I bet. If you ladies have been listening for a while, then you know, I believe books make us smarter. They make us more connected to people. They make us better partners, parents, and leaders. And listening to books totally counts. And there's no better place to start listening than Audible. Audible is where so many inspiring voices and compelling stories open listeners up to new experiences and ways of thinking. Audible members now get more than ever before. Members choose 3 titles every month, 1 audiobook plus 2 Audible originals that you can't hear anywhere else. I love these. They are so good. Members also have unlimited access to more than 100 audio-guided fitness and meditation programs. Audible delivers bestsellers, business, self-improvement, memoirs, and more, all professionally narrated by actors, authors, and motivational superstars like David Goggins and Mel Robbins. And myself, I just narrated a book for Audible called Beside Still Waters. You should totally check it out. It's by Trisha Goyer. Audible members can also get free access to the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and Washington Post delivered daily to the Audible app. With the convenient app, members can access Audible anytime, at the gym, while commuting, on the go, and on any device. It will always pick up right where they left off. I love this. I especially use Audible in my car and when I'm getting ready for my day doing my makeup. Audible also offers free and easy audiobook exchanges, credits you can roll over for a year, and a library you can keep forever, even if you cancel. Explore all the ways listening on Audible can help improve mind, body, and soul with entertainment, information, and inspiration. I personally am an Audible subscriber. I use it for my business. I use it to learn new things. And plus, I just use it for fun. I'm currently listening to Gretchen Rubin's Outer Order, Inner Calm. I really enjoyed Knox McCoy's The Wandering Years. And I'm looking forward to starting one of this month's Audible originals, Elizabeth II, Life of a Monarch. You can start listening too with a 30-day Audible trial, and your first audiobook plus two Audible originals are free. So just visit audible.com/lovely or text lovely to 500-500. That's audible.com, audible.com/lovely, or text lovely to 500-500. You guys are going to love it. I can't wait to hear what you pick for your first book. Well, how I am currently cultivating the lovely is people around here that listen to the podcast know that reading has kind of been the hobby that I've distilled down to over the past year and a half, because I've had a lot of craziness going on in my life. And so that has been my thing. But I set this ridiculously high book goal. Mm-hmm. And for other people, it's probably not ridiculously high. But for me, I was thinking, oh, yeah, I could totally do this. Well, it turns out for the past 2.5 months, it has been stressing me out because I'm not reaching my goal. And I'm like, any spare minute I have, I'm like, oh, I've got to be reading. It's like I'm in college or something. And I'm like, I have somebody to answer to when really it's all self-imposed. And So I kind of had to sit back the other day and decide that I was being ridiculous, and it was totally fine for me to change my reading goal for the year and just remove some of that pressure. And so I am now able to enjoy reading instead of feeling like I've just got to get through this. And that was the whole point in the first place. So I'm giving myself some grace. Yes, it's not easy for me. I like to be an achiever, but it was like, this is absurd. So
a mom of four children, you give
single
yourself...
mom of four children. So, okay, you know,
a single mom of four children, give yourself plenty of grace. But I will say, and you may do this already, I developed a love of reading as an adult and audiobooks.
Oh, yes.
I love audiobooks.
Oh, yeah. Half of them I've counted for this year are already audiobooks. Cause like,
it's so awesome. Yeah. It's so awesome.
They're the best. I'm actually an audiobook narrator also. So oh. I'm a big fan of the audiobook. Yes.
Me too. Maybe I've listened to one of your books.
Probably not. The big one that I just did just came out. So you probably haven't heard of that one yet. But
that's
yeah. neat. Yeah. Super fun. All right, ladies, are you ready for my stock questions?
Sure.
Maybe.
Okay. Do you prefer candles or essential oil diffuser?
I have an oil diffuser that is going every night.
All right.
It's like I want to be the essential oil girl, but I am the candle girl.
All right. Yeah. Cloth napkins or paper?
100% paper.
I hate ironing cloth napkins.
All right. City or country?
We both grew up here in Nashville.
Yeah, I mean, we are definitely city girls, but I enjoy going out to the country, but we're city girls.
And if you're gonna, I mean, Nashville is like the most country city.
There you go. So, it's like both answers.
Yes. What? And I do love Nashville. I got to come there about a year and a half ago, and I just loved it.
Yeah, it's great.
We love it too.
Okay, paper or digital?
Digital all the way. All
right. And I am paper. This is what makes us such a great team.
There you go.
I love paper.
And you guys created an app, and one of you prefers paper. I love that.
I print all this stuff out. Missy looks at me.
Oh, my goodness.
For us.
If you could see the notebooks.
I have so many notebooks. I'm like Leslie Knope. I have all these binders from Parks and Rec. I have all these binders.
Oh, you know what you are? A homeschool mom.
Yeah, true.
That's not coming through. I used to be a homeschool mom, so I get it. Yes. Shopping, would you rather do it online or in store?
I do most of mine online.
Okay.
Missy is my personal assistant shopper. She takes me to TJ Maxx and picks out clothes for me.
That's hilarious.
I do enjoy spending other people's money.
And you'll go ahead and go in the store to do that.
We absolutely do. Yes. And I, oh, you should see our shopping carts. I fill the shopping carts with what I make Cynthia try on. And then she does a little show for us.
Oh, that's hilarious. I love it. Okay.
But it's rarely because I don't like to shop. So every once in a blue moon, we go together and we do this little experience. And she, you know, helps
blows
me
her
out.
Up for the season.
Yep, yeah. Yep. You just really make the most of it.
Yep. Yep.
Okay, it sounds like me and my mom. My mom forces me. She gets me into so much trouble because she's not the one buying it. But she gives me 800 things to try on. Like, mother, stop. And then she tells me, oh, you look fabulous. You can't not get that. Like, oh, yes, mom.
Don't you think you need to buy these boots?
Yes. Yes. Oh, okay. It's 4 o'clock or whatever time you're making dinner and you need a mental break. Do you listen to a podcast or music?
Music.
Lately, podcast. I am loving a variety of podcasts.
Okay.
So,
tell us which ones.
Well, Business Boutique, Christy Wright's Business Boutique is definitely high up there. I love her podcast because it's like you get some spiritual elements, encouragement in life, and business tips. It's so great.
Yeah.
I also like Your Move with Andy Stanley. Okay, now I'm put on the spot. I've listened to a little Ali Stuckey. Who else? My sons have, we've listened to a couple of those like investigation ones.
Oh, yeah.
Up and Vanished, which is like disturbing and yet such a cliffhanger you can't stop listening.
Oh, my goodness. So,
kind of a variety.
Okay.
I feel so superficial because mine is just, I listen to 80s music and it always puts me in a good mood.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I just recently went to a 40th birthday party for a friend and her brother was DJing and this other friend of mine and I were like, why does he keep playing this new music? Like, we need some good like 80s, 90s stuff to really enjoy it. Yeah. Okay, chocolate, milk or dark?
Dark all the way.
Dark all the way.
Yes. Yes. All right. Now I can really support the app. We're going to go get the app. Okay, sports or no sports?
Oh, you have hit on the big one. Sports, sports, sports for me.
I would rather watch paint dry than watch sports.
Yes, I'm there with you.
The only time I like sports is if I love a player that's playing the sport.
Yes.
Then I enjoy it.
Yes. Like if my kid is doing it, okay. But I only watch while they're playing.
Yes.
It's the rest of their team. I'm chatting it up. Yep.
Yep. That's me.
Yep. Okay. Live broadcasting. Would you rather broadcast or watch?
Oh, watch.
Okay.
Probably watch.
Okay.
I don't know. There's times that I think I'm witty and my sons sometimes say I'm the only one that thinks I'm witty, but I try to be witty on social media sometimes, but so I have fun with it, but then I think I'm just awkward. I don't know.
You know what, though? Those are, I think they're character building experiences for our kids by embarrassing them. So you just keep on being witty. Yes.
I love it. I like it.
All right. What is your favorite movie?
Oh, mine is Pride and Prejudice, the Keira Knightley one.
Has been said. I think that is the most popular favorite movie that people have answered on the show.
And see, I would so take exception to that because it has got to be the 6-part BBC.
I agree.
Absolutely. Why would you watch it if Colin's not in it?
Right? Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah.
They left so much out. You really need the full miniseries to get the whole deal. I mean, really.
I am with you. I am with you totally.
Okay. If you ladies were to put yourself on the crunchiness spectrum, where 0 is totally not crunchy and 10 is like singing Kumbaya by the fire with your legs unshaven and dreadlocks in your hair, where are you on the spectrum?
I think I am probably like a 7 because I did have my sons without any drugs at all.
Me too. Yeah, at home.
I wish we could high five right now.
I know.
That would be awesome. And I mean, I'm kind of conservative about like pharmaceutical drugs. Mm-hmm. Not that I don't think that they have their place or that I'm against them at all. But, you know, I'm just kind of conservative with that. It's almost like, and I wish I had a garden, but I probably never will have a garden. So it's things like that that puts me, to me, a little closer to the crunchy, but not.
Right. I'll take it. I'll take it.
And I am going to let Cynthia's answer be that answer because I just can't even come up with one. I apologize.
Okay. All right, I will take it. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for coming on today. I hope that everyone goes out and gets your app and starts recording their memories. I think it's a great idea, and I wish you guys the best of success with it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate this.
We've had so much fun talking with you.
Oh, thank you.
It's just been great. And we would love people to check out our My Life in 10 Minutes website or follow us on social media. And you can maybe see me try to be witty. I don't know.
There you go. There you go. It'll be totally worth it. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. Have a great day.
Thanks, thank you. You have a good day, too.
So I'm betting you're going to want to go check out Missy and Cynthia's new app. So if you want to find links to that or any of the background information on it, you can go to our website at boldturquoise.com/113. So it's episode 113. That's where you can find all the links. And you can also find links to all of today's sponsors. If you missed any of those links and want to get straight to them, you can just go to our show notes and find them very quickly right there. Also, I just want to mention, I love getting to hang out with you guys online and hearing from you. And one of my favorite places to hear from you and be able to chit chat back and forth is on Instagram. So come find me over there at Mackenzie Coppa. I've been posting a lot about our move and our transition, and I would love to see you there and be able to chat about it. So again, find me at Mackenzie Coppa on Instagram. And if you're fiddling around doing stuff on your phone, maybe you want to take a couple of minutes to head over to iTunes and leave us a rating and review. That really helps the podcast to stay running and iTunes to recognize that, hey, people are listening to this and recommend it to other people. So you can just pop in there right through your podcast app, leave a quick rating and review, preferably 5 stars. It can just be a 1-sentence review just saying, hey, yeah, I like and listen to the show. And it does wonders for us. So thank you to all of you who have done that and all of you who are about to. Okay, until next week, ladies, when I am back with one of my very favorite authors, Robin Jones Gunn, go be bold and gracious.